Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today's episode involves true crime. In fact, it's a cold case. But guess where? Have you figured it out? Maybe had a really good guess? Well, tonight's cold case is in fact taking place in Canada. Now, as we know, it's time for some shoutouts, but before even that, big shoutouts to all those fans in Kenora in Canada, Kansas City, Minnesota, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Slidell in LA, and Orpington in the UK. You make the largest chunk of my fanbase, so lots of love to you guys and gals. Some fan shoutouts: Troy Shaw, You Machine, thank you for the love, it's helping a lot. Please keep it up, you're making the world of a difference, mate. Blackpool360, likewise, you're fantastic, thank you so much for the support. Shalian Cond, Casey Shale, The Mad Catter, great name, and stay tuned for our collaboration with this guy. You'll soon see him on this channel, or me on his channel, either one. Wyatt Wood, Coag, one of the best places to find top quality, royalty-free music. He is a super legend. Frostbite, Casual Hardcore, The Buzz, and Heavy Metal Horror Podcasts. Check them out, Telltellers. Support the people that support this channel if you can. Now let's get into it, Telltellers. Turn the lights off, sound up, and get ready for something different. And by different, you know how I promised I would do an episode on the countries / cities that support this channel the most? And we're going to be covering off Gibraltar Point Lighthouse in Toronto, Ontario. So, the story starts with a lone lighthouse tower that stands around Trout Pond, Long Pond, and Blockhouse Bay, where this lone tower shines light to guide sailors through the fog. But this lighthouse is no ordinary lighthouse. Oh no. I mean, if it was, it wouldn't be on this list, right? This is an unsolved, or rather, cold case from 1815. The case I'm talking about is the murder of John Rattlemuller. Some say Rattlemuller, some say Rattlemuller. I'm going to stick with Rattlemuller just to keep things consistent. The Gibraltar Point Lighthouse saw John Paul Rattlemuller murdered in 1815. I like to think he was having a good time sharing drinks and saving lives. Then this happens. And this isn't just rumour or hearsay, it's well documented. But with historical gaps, and we'll get to that later. As the story goes, some soldiers from Fort York came to Rattlemuller requesting some of his well-known bootleg beer. An argument took place between them, leading to Rattlemuller's death. Must make note of this. Never argue with drunk Canadians, especially near lighthouses. Now, killing John wasn't enough. Nope. They felt so anxious about the ordeal that they dismembered him and buried the pieces of him around the lighthouse. I mean, how can this place not be haunted after what's going on here? So, at this point, some of you listeners are thinking, hey stories, I think this is ridiculous. How do I know this person existed? How can this story be legit? Some of you listeners are thinking, Canadians are unable to commit crime, and ergo stories, this can't be true. Well, it is, because John Paul was very much a real person. He was born in Bavaria, 1763, brown hair, blue eyes, a wife, and one daughter, serving 16 years as chamber hussar to Duke of Gloucester. Furthermore, the York Gazette, 14th of January, 1815, wrote about his murder, explaining that those that were last seen with him were imprisoned. This happened to be John Blumen and John Henry. But despite being imprisoned, they were found not guilty and acquitted of murder. There are some inconsistencies with this story, and of those convicted. How they were connected to Rattlemuller, and what was done with the body. Despite having no information about the court proceedings in 1815, some information was kept around regarding the witnesses for either men that were called. But all that old information regarding what kind of questions and the information that was shared in the court is still unknown. Time erodes all unkept history. Some key questions that were raised perhaps in court, or even external to the court and even in the newspapers at the time, were pretty surprising. For example, where was John Rattlemuller's wife and child on the 2nd of January? No one had any idea where they were on the day of the murder. Not to mention, why did John Rattlemuller's wife not testify? She refused to go on the stand? And the other question is, what really were both soldiers doing at Rademacher's house? Did they really dismember his body? And there are multiple stories regarding the belief that Rademacher was murdered for not giving the soldiers the bootleg alcohol, or in fact, caught watering down his alcohol, leading to the soldiers becoming violent and murdering him. As you can see, this is a cold case for multiple reasons, mainly due to time. A lot of the old records just weren't kept, and a huge chunk of information about who was involved. There are fragments here and there regarding the information about Rademacher, but not much about how he died, just that he did indeed die. There are still loads of questions and evidence that's needed to come to a conclusion. Now I want to share a little bit more information around the premise of the story. Because although this is a real story that actually happened, we can't determine how it happened. But something interesting about this particular cold case is that it's sort of a generational story. This story actually is passed down from one lighthouse keeper to another. And the more accounts I actually read, the crazier it gets. By crazy, I mean inconsistent and strange. Details like Rademacher's name being spelt wrong in old records surrounding the case, proof around the actual body pieces of Rademacher around the lighthouse, and some accounts even suggest that a jawbone was found, but found in a coffin. And some accounts also stipulate that the jawbone was found randomly in an unmarked grave around the lighthouse. So did he get properly buried, or did he go through an autopsy and then buried in the coffin? But it doesn't explain why only his jawbone was found, and nothing else. But what we can say about the Rademacher case is something did actually happen. We don't know what, or by who. But we do know, 12 days later after his death, on January the 2nd, 1815, the Weekly York Gazette brought out the news of a horrid crime, noting that the circumstances afforded every moral proof, and I quote, of Rademacher's most barbarous and inhuman murder. The notice in the York Gazette added, the parties last seen with him are the supposed perpetrators. But who really are the alleged killers? The answer to this question we may never know. But if you're feeling curious, I've added a little link in the description to get the investigation started, if you're keen. So I hope you like this one. This is a new one for me. Some Canadian research under my belt. And it's been really interesting. A lot of content to go through. A lot of they said this and historical facts say this. And historical facts have forgotten this. Stuff like that. So it was a bit of a mind bender. All in all, I hope you enjoy this episode. It's a bit of a shift away from the normal creepy stories. But I'll be going back to these in no time. Every now and then I'll throw these specials in. Let me know what you think in the comments, or if you really like the episode, so I know that you want more of these. I'm going to try a different approach for the other ones, the other Canadian ghost stories, or even United Kingdom horror haunted mansions or haunted stories. There's loads of those. And one last plug, if you did like the episode, take 2 seconds to click that like button. It makes the world a difference. Thank you, Telltellers. So, this is the place where stories live, and you Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, or whenever you choose to listen, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.